Saturday, everybody. What's up? Welcome to the latest edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Perrault, here every single morning for your favorite 15-minute picks podcast on bettingpros.com, always being brought to you by BetMGM. I've got offers for you guys if you want to jump on here for a $20 free roll, essentially $100 in free wagers, whether you win or lose. Using that promo code JUICE100 when you sign up for a new account with BetMGM or BetMGM.com, BetMGM app. Okay, so today is the last day to register. And let me explain what you're going to do. You're going to go to Apple or Stitcher, leave a review, screenshot it, go to bettingpros.com/juice, fill out the form, drop in the picture, the screenshot, and then you are entered. Then go to YouTube, find our Betting Pros YouTube channel, and hit subscribe. You will have four entries then into the Magic Johnson autograph signed jersey, which we will draw coming up later on this weekend when we hit the 1st of August, and we will give that person a couple of days to respond, and then we will send it out to you. You can frame it, hang it in your man cave, and brag to all your friends that you won this simply by listening to the Daily Juice podcast. Okay, that's how you're going to win the autographed Magic Johnson jersey. Pete Rose is next month. Pretty cool. Autographed Pete Rose jersey. If you're a longtime baseball fan, that's a pretty cool thing to have in your collection. So that will be the month of August. If you sign up today, do the whole thing I just talked about, you are automatically entered into next month. You do it once, and then you are entered into every other giveaway we have. So do it once, leave the review, and then you're good for every giveaway we're going to have here on the Daily Juice podcast. It's pretty cool. All right, so a 2-1 day yesterday. We get France in the first half right. We get France in the second half wrong. And then the Red Sox bet comes through the on the run line at +110. The Rays lead the Red Sox 6-3 after 5, and so we cash that bet as well. So 2-1 on the podcast. The Discord bet is not looking great right now. I'm taping at the time of taping here. It doesn't look great, but if that fails, it was 4-0 Rockies at last check. If that comes in, great. Run line Dodgers. If it doesn't, that falls to 7-10 all time for you guys with Discord wagering. And don't feel bad for me losing that because I had the under for France and in Iran. So I got that right as well. So I went 2-1 on that game. I got I bet all the parlays individually, the plays of the parlays, I bet individually. So the Tigers lost to the Orioles. Matt Harvey, by the way, there's no Matt Harvey Day is dead. FYI, Matt Harvey Day is not a thing anymore. And then the Padres, Fernando Tatis Jr. got hurt. I don't know. Let me see. I can look real quick here at the time of taping what the score is for what's happening with the Padres. It is 9-0 Rockies. So that bet is dead. It's in the fifth inning. So that run line, so I'll go 1-2 overall on that. So overall, probably just up a little bit, but personally, but I'm up for the podcast officially. It's a winning day for the podcast. So winning day yesterday, winning day today, winning day before. We're doing well here. Okay. So 3 straight winning days on the podcast. Haven't had one of these runs in a while. It feels pretty damn good to be on these runs right now. I will take it every single time when we get, you know, the wins aren't huge, but they are wins. That's all we got to do. Just stack one win on top of another win, on top of another win, and we move on to each day. And every day we do this, we get closer and closer to the start of the NFL football season. That's a great thing to say, huh? We are right around the corner with training camp and everything else we can jump in on and have a good time with. So looking forward to breaking down football, making bets, and everything else that's going to come at you coming up for the Daily Juice. And the Sharps report, by the way, is on Apple. If you are waiting for the Sharps report, there are 3 episodes on Apple right now. Go subscribe to the Sharps report. You got Captain Jack Andrews, you got Todd Furman, and you got Chris Andrews from the South Point, our first 3 guests on the Sharps Report. So 4, 5, 6, 7, a bunch of cool guests coming down. Pete Rose might be the guest next week. We're still trying to figure it out. It might not. I don't know. I haven't heard back from his people yet. So we're still waiting to confirm that if it's going to be Pete Rose coming up on next Wednesday, but it may not be, maybe somebody else, but hopefully we'll get him in the month of August. We'll get Pete Rose knocked down for the Sharps Report. So very cool stuff happening all now on Apple. For the Sharps Report is up, finally approved and good to go. So go subscribe so you don't miss ever an episode of the Sharps Report. Okay, let's start with baseball. It's the only baseball bet I am making, and it's the only baseball bet I am winning. It's Red Sox games. All right, here's what it is. Nathan Eovaldi taking on Ryan Yarbrough. Red Sox got thumped again 7-3 last night, yesterday by the Rays. Okay. Eovaldi comes back. Red Sox are 30-20 on the road. The Rays are 32-20 at home. But you know what's wild about Ryan Yarbrough? Ryan Yarbrough at home is, well, on the road is 4-1 with a 3.51 ERA. Ryan Yarbrough at home at the Trop is 2-3 with a 5.4 ERA. He's given up 30 earned runs at home to 23 earned runs on the road. Now, he's given up way more home runs on the road, 12-4. He's walked more batters at home, 11-9. The whip is 1.32 at home, 1.08 on the road. Ryan Yarbrough is a much better pitcher on the road than he is at home. Now, Nathan Eovaldi, it doesn't really matter for him where he pitches. His ERA is 9-5 with a 3.49 ERA. But for the most part, he's pretty consistent with where he winds up pitching. His ERA is not totally different on the road, 3.65 at home, 3.42. 5-3 on the road, 4-2 at home. However, after the All-Star break, he's been pitching well. And he hasn't recorded wins, but he is coming out and he's pitching well for the Red Sox, and they need him. They've lost back-to-back games. They got killed by the Blue Jays. They lose to the Rays. They're only up by a half a game here. They're tied in the loss column over the Tampa Bay Rays here, and the Red Sox need Nathan Eovaldi to step up and pitch well. Red Sox money line, first five, -115, half a unit. Go with Eovaldi over Yarbrough. The bats wake up for the Red Sox. It's now post-trade deadline. They're not going to get any help from the trade deadline here in a little bit. And there's been some, you know, hand-wringing in Boston about they didn't do enough and they should have gotten a better pitcher and blah, 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 blah. Whatever. Red Sox have 63 wins on the last day of July. They were supposed to have less than 79 for the whole darn year. Nothing is more annoying to me than Red Sox media who have been poo-pooing and peeing on the Red Sox for months. And all of a sudden they get good because I told you they're going to be good. And now all of a sudden it's, well, they suck. Chaim Bloom sucks. They didn't do enough. Look what the Yankees did, blah, blah, blah. They weren't supposed to be in this position. At the end of July, they're tied for first place. What the hell is your problem? Like, clearly the team's good enough, right? They're going to be in the playoffs, but because Boston is championship or nothing and the media is a bunch of crotchety old, you know, disgruntled dudes, they just all want to crap and yell and scream about they didn't do enough. They didn't do enough. It's just so stupid to me how everyone rewrites history in New England. Sorry for the rant, but it's just my home city is so ridiculous. A bunch of unhappy pukes half the time covering the team and just want to bitch about something and not actually care about the fact that the team is really good right now and maybe they don't need that much help. Like, I don't know. Maybe Chaim Bloom knows more than the writer for the Boston Herald. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, right? Guy's only making a ton of money to run the Red Sox. Anyways, Red Sox money line today against the Tampa Bay Rays, -115. Red Sox first five to be winning. We do have a push potential. If they're tied, we can push this. That's why I'm not doing run line, I'm just doing money line for the Red Sox here against the Rays. And now that we won a bet, after losing a bet, we're now 2-1 officially since we started this, where once I lose back-to-back bets on the Red Sox, I'll stop this. But the only official plays I'm making pretty much are Red Sox games. Not on the Red Sox, but Red Sox games. Games involving the Red Sox, because my record is, well, so far 2-1, but I've had a pretty good record with the Red Sox here, betting on them over the course of the year, and I pretty much stink everywhere else. So, Red Sox, money line, first five. Okay, second play, and this play is going to be early. So, I'm hoping you're listening to this early. 5 a.m. Pacific time, 8 a.m. Eastern time. Team USA taking on the Czech Republic. The Czech Republic, they don't have really anybody to talk about all that, you know, from an NBA talent standpoint. This is a monster mismatch in talent. Iran had a chance to make a run in the fourth quarter against the Czech Republic, and they almost lost that game. Now, the Czech lost by 20 to France. Now, France got us a win in the first half in their last game last night. They did not win the game by more than 27.5, the number that we laid for them up against Iran. So, I mean, look, I think Team USA wants to stay hot. I think Team USA wants to come in here and blow the doors off of Iran. I'm laying here in the first half, -14, Team USA, -110, to just go out there and rip apart this Czech Republic team early. Okay, just to destroy them. And I think the books know it. I think that's why it's shaded the way that it is. Minus 14 when the number is 23.5 tells you the books expect Team USA to come out on fire and take care of business. I do think they're going to be focused and motivated, at least in the first half, to completely go and blow the doors off the Czech Republic and not let them even think about being in the game. Now, Team USA could actually lose this game and still advance, depending upon the margin of that they were to lose. I don't think that they want that. I think they want to keep their foot on the gas pedal. They lost to France in game number one. They destroyed Iran in game number two. But this is a little bit of a better team, and I think they want to continue to progress and play better. I think Greg Popovich has talked about this. I think Dame Lillard wants to keep going, shooting well. Same thing with Kevin Durant. Get them into a rhythm here and get them used to FIBA basketball and get them used to playing defense and get their legs underneath them as they head towards the knockout stages. So I'm going to play Team USA, half a unit, minus 14 in the first half this morning, up against the Czech Republic. And I'm also going to lay the 23.5. Okay, I'm going to have another play on it, minus 23.5 for Team USA for the game as well. I feel better. I feel more confident about the first half bet than I do the second half bet. Same thing like yesterday with France and Iran. But I think there's a good shot that Team USA wins this game by 40. Okay, there's a good shot that Team USA just decides to go and have a playground fun, eviscerate and send a notice to everybody else that, look, we lost to France, fine, but that was it, and we're not losing again, and we're coming for the gold medal. And I think they want to stay hot and stay committed and stay locked in. So first bet, Team USA, minus 14, minus 110, first half. Second bet, Team USA, minus 23.5, half a unit, minus 110, up against the Czech Republic. So full unit on the game, first half, and for the game for Team USA at minus 14 and minus 23.5. Okay. And I've got one MMA bet to give you guys for the UFC, UFC Vegas 33 coming up here tonight. Generally, I mean, just to be honest, this card sucks. There are some fights I'm interested in watching. There are some fights that I'm going to be watching as a fan, not so much as a gambler. And like Chynna Baez is a real, her fight against Gloria DePaula, that fight's going to be really interesting. Both of them are very charismatic, and the company would love to see Chynna Baez do some big things here in the strawweight division. So I want to watch that fight, but I'm watching, I'm not betting. The only thing I'm going to bet on is the main event. Uriah Hall up against Sean Strickland. Uriah Hall, average fight time is 9 minutes and 11 seconds. Sean Strickland, 12 minutes and 6 seconds. Uriah Hall's fight generally and quickly. I mean, the snapped leg for Chris Weidman in his last fight back on April the 24th, that was 17 seconds into the fight. That generally doesn't happen. But he rarely goes to the cards. Of his last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 fights, Uriah Hall has not gone to the cards in any of them. He went to the distance against Antonio Carlos Jr. back on September of 2019. But everything else has been either a win or a loss based upon a knockout, basically. He stands and bangs. It's been 6 years since he's tried to submit somebody. Uriah Hall does not go to the mat, does not go to the canvas, really, ever. So you've got Brunson and Hall. He lost that, got knocked out. He got knocked out against Musai. He came back and beat Jocko. He lost to Paulo Costa, got knocked out. He knocked out Bevon Lewis. Then the decision against Antonio Carlos Jr. Then the Anderson Silva fight, he knocked him out in the fourth round. And then the Weidman fight, he beat Weidman with that leg snap 17 seconds in. Strickland, on the other hand, he worries me just a little bit on this, but listening to what he has said, because Uriah Hall is not going to go and try to get it to the mat, Sean Strickland has no interest in going to the mat at all, okay? Last fight against Jocko, a unanimous decision. He knocked out Brendan Allen. And then he had a decision in his fight against Jack Marshman back in October of 2020. He knocked out the two fighters before that. He lost one and won one, first round, second round, in the stoppages. So three of the last five fights have not gone to the cards, but two of those five have, which worries me a little bit here with this bet because it's very juicy. But I don't think these guys are going to go to the cards. In particular, what happened last week with the judges, these guys know this. Don't play around with the judges. End this thing as soon as you can. Minus 170, this fight does not go full five rounds. inside the distance, minus 170 for Strickland and Uriah Hall for a half a unit is one official play here on this fight. Half a unit. I am going to give you a sprinkle extra that I will count officially, but if you don't want it, I understand. I'm taking Sean Strickland to knock out Uriah Hall at plus 200. This thing is not going to go to the cards. That's why the minus 170. I think Strickland does win, but I think Strickland's going to knock him out. No one's submitting anybody else here, okay? This is on their feet. This is banging and knocking somebody out. I will be stunned if this thing ends any other way besides a knockout. Now, it could go to the cards, okay? I shouldn't say stunned. Any other stoppage besides a knockout. If one of these guys submitting the other, it's not what these guys do, okay? They're not submission specialists. They don't want to submit anybody. I mean, their numbers are really funny. Average submission attempts in the career of Uriah Hall. 0.2, 0.4, Sean Strickland per 15 minutes. Okay. No, they just don't do it. Average takedowns per 15 minutes, 0.67 for Uriah Hall, 1.14 for Sean Strickland. They're not going to the canvas. Okay. But both these dudes are on 4 fight win streaks. So they both come into this really, really hot, but you're talking about a much younger fighter than Sean Strickland is than Uriah Hall. Okay. Uriah Hall was born in 84, Strickland born in 1991. Uriah Hall does have a reach advantage of 79 inches to 76 inches, 6'1 to 6 feet tall. I didn't think this fight ends inside the distance. So the minus 170, half a unit there. And then I'm going to sprinkle a quarter unit on Sean Strickland to come back here. And essentially, if I'm wrong about Strickland and Uriah Hall wins inside the distance, it's basically a wash night. So that's fine. Or we double down. We get a plus 200 and we get minus 170 to cash. We hit them both if Strickland knocks out Uriah Hall. Strickland plus 200 to win via KO, quarter unit. Uriah Hall and Strickland's fight to not go to the cards at a half unit at minus 170. Okay. Those are the plays for us here on a Saturday's Daily Juice. Again, the early play, early, Team USA minus 14 first half, minus 23 and a half for the game for Team USA. That's an early morning start time for that. So get up, grab your coffee and watch a bet go through. Hopefully Team USA plays really well and blows them out. Red Sox money line first 5 on the road at the Rays with Eovaldi against Yarbrough. And we're going Uriah Hall and Strickland inside the distance, minus 170, Strickland by KO at plus 200 for a quarter unit. You can take the BetMGM offer on any one of those bets. Maybe not a bad idea to jump on the BetMGM offer and say, okay, let's go with the plus 200 Strickland by KO here and put $20 down on it. And if it happens, great. If it doesn't, you're up $100 anyway because it automatically cashes for you. So maybe that's how you use the BetMGM offer. Juice 100 is the promo code for that. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. Each and every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast right here on bettingpros.com. Brought to you by BetMGM.